Hey everybody, welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast. You need to be this big to get on this ride.
Is it a thickness or a height requirement?
I think it's a height requirement.
It's a length?
I think,
measure it all the way around.
I think thickness would be a different ride you would try to get on to. Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Thanks for stopping by our show.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by live from the, live on tape here from the Crab Diving Studios here in scenic Koreatown, Los Angeles, California. How's it going?
Good. I went and, I'm a little tired. I stayed out late last night. I did a show. And
comedy show?
Yeah. You know what I've been taught? I think we've talked about it on another show, that fat kid that sat next to me on the plane.
Yeah, Ryan just came back from Florida, spent a couple weeks with the folks down there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great time. But on the way back, this little fat Samoan kid.
How do you know he was Samoan?
He just looks Samoan, man. I don't know.
You didn't ask him or you didn't?
For the purpose of my comedy routine, I think Samoan is the funniest. Is that? That's not a race, though. That's a country.
Yeah.
You're not Samoan. No, you are Samoan.
Yeah, I think you are Samoan.
That's an ethnicity?
It's kind of a... I don't know if it's an ethnicity. I think it's a nationality.
Samoanese? Oh, is it? Well, yeah, it's a country. That's where all the football players come from, right?
I think a lot of them.
God, this kid's enormous. You should have seen the neck fat this kid had. This kid had neck fat cleavage.
How old?
I don't know. He looked young. He looked under 10, and he wouldn't stop jiggling.
Was he spilling over into
Yes. Fuck yes, he was. Over into my personal space.
Was he in the middle seat, or did you have
His fat little fucking elbows sat down on the armrest, the tip of his elbows were touching my tray. My drink tray! That my drink goes on!
Well, you know, was he well-behaved, or was he...
No, he sat... Well, I don't know, man. He kept moving. Every time he would shift his seat... Oh, my God. When he had to turn the volume up on his...
Headphones or whatever?
Yeah. You know how they have the volume thing? You plug into the arm and you can listen to the...
That's on the...
American Airlines.
It's on the
shitty
armrest.
Music they play. They play crap jazz on American Airlines.
Do they?
They really do, yeah. At American Airlines. You're going to hear from me again.
Another tweet.
Yeah, but this little kid, his fat little Jimmy Dean sausage fingers.
Gross.
Oh, God. It took all his force to turn the... To turn the volume up because his fingers were so mushy.
They were too fat.
Yeah.
Where were his parents?
His dad was on the aisle and I was on the window side. And he was in the middle. And
was
the drinks,
his dad like the largest human on the plane?
Yeah. No. He was a big guy. He's a tubby dude, but not, you know. I would have rather sat next to his father.
Really?
Than this fucking kid. I swear he was big. It was big.
No crying babies this time?
No, not at all. And then when the flight attendants brought around the drink service, the dad was like, I'll take a Diet Coke. And he looked at his kid, and he'll have a Diet Coke. And I just wanted to say, like, listen, that kid ain't drinking Diet Coke normally. You're just feeling shame because you brought this little monster.
And a Diet Coke.
That you've raised to the size of a fucking elephant.
Right.
He made that kid fat.
Maybe he's dieting. I mean, with the Diet Coke thing. Diet Coke is so horrible, too.
No, it's gross. Drink water.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm not a big soda drinker to begin with.
No, me neither.
But diet stuff, I just can't stomach at all. The flavor is just gross. It's saccharin or whatever. Yeah. What's the other one? Aspartame?
Aspartame.
Nutrasweet.
Stevia.
Yeah, it's horrible. Stevia. I don't think I've ever had anything with
Stevia. Stevia. Yeah. I used to work at Starbucks, and this chick would come in and order like a venti grande gigantic caramel macchiato. And I want the venti caramel macchiato with the double the amount of espresso, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whatever shot.
Four shots or whatever.
Yeah. So stupid. And then she's like, and I'll take extra caramel on the bottom of the cup, then extra caramel. And then she would say, in line, I don't need you to line caramel around the inside of the cup.
Like, did she look like the Samoan kid?
Dude, she had to come in. She came in on one of those scooters. She was so fat.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you. And someone had to get up. You know the center thing in the door?
Can you refuse?
Center thing in the door?
Yeah.
We had to take that out to let her scooter in.
To let her fat ass
out. Oh, yeah, because
she could
it's a handicap thing.
1,000 calories.
And then on top of all that, she would be like, please only use 7 packs of Splenda in it.
Oh.
She had Splenda.
But packs?
But it had caramel in it already. God damn.
Oh my God.
I hope to never work at Starbucks again, dude. I hope to never.
That must have been horrible. I can't even imagine that.
My child molester boss.
Oh, that's right. Well, you did two tours.
In Starbucks.
You did Chicago.
Yeah.
And then when you first moved out here, you worked for a little bit.
Yeah.
At Starbucks in
it was nice.
Santa Monica, right?
I was in my early 30s and my boss was 17 and a half.
Hey, Ryan, could you clean out the trash for me?
I she was funny, though. I used to give her shit all the time about how young she was. It's like,
the child molester boss you were talking about, he was on that fucking...
Chris Hansen, to catch a predator.
He was actually on that show.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Did you bring condoms?
I know you're 12, but girls these days are way ahead.
God, I wish I can't find the episode on YouTube. Otherwise, we'd link to it on crabdiving.com.
Oh, we could. Crabdiving.com. Check us out there. Check out our latest pictures and shit. We have links to that. We have links to these podcasts. We also have links to our other show, which is our live show that we do every Friday.
Every Friday.
Now for 2 hours.
Yep.
On VOCNation.com. It's the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yeah, apparently we're tearing it up on the wrestling channel. Who
knew?
Tearing
it up. We've doubled our time now. We're up from 1 hour to two.
Yep.
And we're going to be live out on the internet on Fridays. You can call us and all kinds of shit. So check out. All the information is up on crabdiving.com. When in
That's
doubt.
That's right.
Go back to the blog or Facebook.
Yeah.
You can check out Facebook.com.
Or Google Plus.
Facebook.com/crabdiving or crabdiving.com/G+. We'll take you to our Google Plus page.
Yeah, that's right, man.
That was a nice one. What else is going on?
Nothing, but I did wake up this morning. I was out drinking.
You were out very late last night. Oh, my God. Right.
I woke up this morning and my hands were sticky from Fireball whiskey. Isn't that great?
Are you sure?
No, not really. I mean, God, I hope so. You ever had that?
Do you remember when?
What? Fireball whiskey.
Oh, okay.
You've had the other.
I thought you meant sticky hands. No, I haven't had Fireball
that
whiskey.
Doesn't sound like a fucking product placement, doesn't it?
What is Fireball?
It's just a whiskey.
We're not making any money on Fireball
whiskey. Don't go buy it. You know.
What's Fireball about? Is it got a higher?
It's hot. It has cinnamon. Oh. Cinnamon whiskey.
I've had Hot 100.
It's good. It's really good.
Did you ever have Hot 100?
No.
A cinnamon schnapps, but I think it's 100 proof. Oof. Maybe. It's really brutal.
White trash liquor.
Somebody gave me that. I was doing a film one time.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, somehow, I always ended up in a bar.
Bunch of drunk actors acting. Horrible.
And they always like to fuck with actors when you're working on these little independent projects. And when you're working, even if you're working on a bigger project.
Really?
And
like, what do you mean, fuck with them?
Give them real alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of a shoot. Because I think I've done three movies where I've had to drink on camera in a bar scene talking to somebody.
You always have a beer, right?
Each time, well, you got a beer and sometimes a shot. The last one, it was a drink. It was like alcohol. It was supposed to be like, you know, and they were first putting just Coke in there mixed with water.
Oh.
And then by the fourth or fifth take, I went to take the shot. And of course, it was like fucking Hot 100 or something. Like
see, I would think they were fucking with me if I got a... It was supposed to be a beer, and I drank it. It was like water in the bottle.
No.
That, to me, someone would be fucking with like, hey, I'm not Meryl Streep. It's easier for all of us if I can actually taste the liquor. A lot more believable than I'm drinking.
That's right. I'm sorry. For my art,
yeah.
I need real liquor.
Yeah.
The wine, do you ever have like shitty wine on camera in a play it's just, you know, grape juice or something that mixed with water? Horrible.
Yeah, I'm a man. Horrible. Give me the wine.
Yeah. I got to be careful with blood. Fake blood.
Why, they put peanut butter in it?
Yeah, they do. There's one way to make stage blood or movie blood is to mix like Karo syrup and red food dye and peanut butter to give it that kind of thicker consistency and shit and to get it to stick on you and stuff. And there was once that I was on set and they were going to put blood on me and I said, this isn't the peanut butter based one, is it? And they were like, oh, okay. And they had to switch their blood. They were going to use the peanut butter one.
Oh my God.
Could have been an interesting evening.
Jesus. What a weird thing to explain to the emergency room.
You're right.
I mean,
they were pouring fake blood on it made out of peanut butter.
It's not blood.
And he's allergic to peanut butter.
God damn it.
Yeah, me and my weenie allergies.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I got news stories.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of shit going on this week.
I know. It's a crazy week.
I got a story out of Alaska that I just saw hot off the presses.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this one because you like bears.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
This is about a bear.
Okay.
A guy and a bear had an encounter.
Guy shouldn't have been there. Probably shouldn't have been in the bear's habitat.
It didn't go well because the guy got the shit beat out of him. He got mauled. Not dead.
Wow.
Drunk off his ass. took off on a bicycle. Went for a bike ride. He was drinking.
Uh-huh.
Took some food with him. Some barbecue from a church barbecue that he was at. He got drunk at the church barbecue. Took off on his bike. Took some food with him. Came across the bear. Started tossing some of the barbecue to the bear.
Uh-huh.
And then he offered another piece. Another piece. And supposedly the guy said that's when it kind of went ballistic. Park rangers later found the guy. He was bloodied and washing himself off near a campground.
Oh, God.
And he wasn't really coherent. He was just fucked off, drunk. Not totally sure what happened.
It probably helped that he was a little wasted.
It might have helped that he was wasted. I don't know. Yeah. He was treated for puncture wounds and scratches at an Anchorage hospital.
See, bears don't understand. Like, I'll give this bear a barbecue sandwich. Well, it doesn't understand that the barbecue sandwich isn't infinite. You don't have.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean I have to be nice to the thing that's handing me the barbecue sandwich.
It doesn't understand the difference between you and the barbecue sandwich. It would just assume eat you. It's a bear. Was it a black bear or a brown bear?
A black bear. Mm. And they haven't found it. They said they're not going to really look at it. They don't think it's. It's a danger. They think this guy kind of brought it up. It's not.
The guy probably
isn't one of these bears they want to hunt down because it killed somebody. They think the guy maybe kind of asked for it.
Well, the shitty thing about that now the bear's going to look at people as things that dispense barbecue sandwiches.
That would be something I would be concerned about, is that the bear's going to be like, oh, yeah, that tastes like barbecue sauce.
Dude, when I was, I was a sophomore in high school, and my family, we were camping at the Elkmont Campground in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, wow.
And it was in the morning.
Is that where you lived in West Virginia?
No, that was – that. I lived in Virginia, but we lived in Georgia at the time, and we just drove up to I think near Gatlinburg, Tennessee to camp. And it was in the morning. My mom was cooking bacon.
Pretty mouth.
Yeah. Ned Beatty came down. My mom was cooking bacon, and this bear, teenage bear, just wandered down into the campground.
You know, it was teenage. It'd have headphones on.
It wouldn't pull his pants up.
Yo.
Shitty taste in pop culture. Was tweeting, couldn't fucking pronounce anything. He didn't have any command of punctuation whatsoever. He's
listening
an idiot.
To shitty music.
Oh, hell yeah. There was a while in the Smokies where you would never see bears.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of those times. And so everybody was quiet. They didn't want to scare the bear off. They're like, oh, my God, we see a bear. And so nobody told us that it was walking through the campground. So this fucking bear walked into our campsite. And we were like,
oh my God.
And we all moved. Jason at the time, my youngest brother, was a toddler. I picked him up. He was a big toddler, too. I hefted him up. And we all, like, left. We left the campsite. My mom didn't even have time to switch off the stove.
Oh, wow.
The stove was still – had bacon on it. Was still hot. The bear licked the bacon off the hot stove. Licked it. And then not just the bacon. It licked it clean.
Wow.
You cannot fuck with a bear. Didn't care. It ate – it was so gross, man. It ate a whole tub of butter.
I think it's worried about his waistline.
Yeah. And I went and found the park rangers, like, hey, guys, I just want to let you know we have a bear in our campsite. And the ranger was like, well, listen, you know, that's part of the, you know, experience.
That's
of
part
camping.
Of the experience, yeah.
You're in their habitat. And I was like, oh, that's a good point.
Right.
There's
like
still a bear.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like a shark in the ocean.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You're in their house.
That's right. What? The bear finally went away when we honked the horn, and it got freaked out.
I only
out
had a raccoon. Camping experience.
Yeah.
So we went camping up at the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota. We were doing the Apple River float. you go and you rent a big inner tube for like $5, and you also rent an inner tube that holds your cooler.
And you get obliterated,
and
you get obliterated,
and you float down, and then at the end there's a quote rapids, which actually, by then you're so drunk you feel like you're like doing a class 8 rapids,
Minnesota
whatever the fuck
rapids.
That is.
Yeah.
Actually, it's, you know, it's like 4 inches deep, and it just moves a little
bunch
faster.
Bunch of drunk idiot Packer fans.
And there's
down
they
there.
Have targets even like every once in a while along the shore, because people are such assholes, they just throw trash, they throw cans. So now they got targets that they want you to hit. with your cans, and then they have the catch it underwards.
No one has a – we just don't respect nature at all. We just don't. Did you go by Menominee Beach? Mazo Beach.
No, that's down near Madison, or that's down the river, yeah. down near Madison.
You didn't stop off at the nude beach?
No, the gross nude beach.
I floated by that beach one time on a canoe
ride. Yeah, I've
been
past it too. It's
so
horrible.
So gross. I thought they were in Speedos, and so they had big, this big
black old people bush.
Disgusting Midwestern bush.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it's not like Swedish volleyball players that are on the beach there.
No.
It's Wisconsin people.
There's nobody the size of a Swedish volleyball player in Wisconsin.
Right, now it's over the age of 9.
Yeah. My leg is the size of I got a finger the size of a ballerina.
But we were camping and we'd passed out, and then all of a sudden we heard this wrestling, and we start wrestling outside. We were freaking out. We thought it might be a bear.
Oh, God, man.
And then we heard something get knocked over.
Ooh.
And all, you know, these brave, there's like 6 or 8 of us, I think, we're just all drunk off of our assholes. And we were all hiding in these tents. We'd go outside with a flashlight. And we were making s'mores. We had some marshmallows that were sitting there. Then they had eaten, like the bag of marshmallows was grabbed, and you could see this like trail of marshmallows going off into the woods. And then we could hear rustling in the bush, and I shined the flashlight over there, and there's this fucking raccoon with like 2 hands full of marshmallows, and it was like stuffing one into its mouth, and the little fucker choked. Like it went, like this.
Did you give it the Heimlich?
My buddy is yelling, like, choke, you motherfucker, choke. Goddamn asshole. And then it kind of ran off into the woods. But that was the...
You can't just... So you made s'mores and you guys just left your shit right there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you can't
we
do
stupid.
That. When I went to the Smoky Mountains, that's the first thing the rangers tell you is you keep your food locked up. Because they told me a bear can smell a cherry Tums a mile away.
A cherry Tums.
Will run through the night to find it. They love cherry. They love it. Oh, and wow. I remember I was... When I camped with my...
Don't we all?
Yeah. When I camped with my family, I was in charge of all that shit. And I went, I inspected my mom's tent, and I saw an open thing of cherry Tums.
Do you have a little armband you made?
No, I confronted my parents, and I was like, well, listen, I don't want you to get eaten by a bear,
God.
So I'm going to need, these are going to need to stay in the glove compartment of the car.
You must have been a fun little kid.
I was.
You got a list of, a checklist of things you can and can't do.
Yeah. Well, what a pain in the ass. Just think about that guy getting eaten by a bear, though.
But he went and fed it.
That's true.
He was like, here, bear.
There was a guy that got attacked in Tennessee one time. He fell asleep on a hammock and had barbecue after he had made barbecue or something. Mm-hmm. And he just had the sauce all over his hands. Oh. And he woke up with a bear just licking
his arm. Oh, shit.
No, when he woke up, the bear just ran away.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, I guess. What an asshole. I want to find that story. It's pretty funny.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff Garland?
Oh, shit, yeah.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm was arrested yesterday,
so
apparently, for vandalism. I just saw this, one of the headlines. He, this is on the Huffington Post. The Curb Your Enthusiasm star was jailed for felony vandalism after he smashed several car windows.
Oh, my God.
Car windows. Following a heated argument. It says law enforcement sources told TMZ that the 51-year-old actor was arrested in Studio City at 3 p.m. So it's like middle of the day.
Oh, I love this guy. He's having some mimosas.
Reportedly, he got into a verbal altercation with another person over a parking space, which resulted in Garland allegedly smashing the windows of that person's Mercedes. Several car windows, we might add.
With
I don't know. That's where he was released from jail this morning. He spent the night in jail.
He might need it to.
He spent a night in jail. You don't think Jeff Garland... It's 3 p.m. You don't think they could get him out before that?
I don't know. Maybe whoever was in charge of getting Jeff Garland out thought maybe he would... It'd be best for him to spend the night.
Spent the night in jail.
That's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I can so see Larry Davis saying, oh, I'm bailing my manager. My manager's in jail for pulling a Jack Nicholson. Was it a golf club? You don't know,
like that
right?
That time I had to bail my dad out. What?
Oh, yeah, that's a...
Yeah, that's... After my dad died, that was the one story I was finally released that I could finally tell my mom.
I was
like 17 or something like that. And middle of the night, 3 in the morning, the phone's ringing off the hook, and I go downstairs and answer it, and it's my dad. And he's like, okay, shut up. I need you to go into my sock drawer. Like, he's like, down beneath the socks, there's a sock full of money. I need you to grab, I forget what it was. I think it was like $800
wow.
or something like that.
How old were you?
Like 17.
Okay.
My dad was crazy. My dad always carried large amounts of cash. He was just a regular, he worked in a, as far as I know, as far as I know, he just worked in a factory and shit, but somehow he always had ridiculous amounts of cash. And he said, I need you to come and bail me out. I was like, what? He's like, you don't need to tell your mother about
this. Yeah, no, you don't need to.
And
not your mom.
So I know. Yeah, wouldn't have told your mom either. That against him.
Oh, she would have been a pain in the ass.
So I went, I drove over to the Pullman station.
Uh-huh.
The you know, the main station.
Right.
And paid this money, filled out this form, and then he does the perp walk out. And he just looked at me, and he just gave me one of those, don't you fucking say a word.
I don't want to talk to my snot-nosed kid about this.
And I had a big smile on my face. And I drove home. He got into a fight. And he was starting to get sick at the time, uh-huh. So he was starting to use a cane.
He had a cane. Oh,
so, you know, this is a guy in his late 50s with a cane, this old army, he was a ranger.
What do you think was said to him?
Oh, I don't know. Then it just kind of, you know, they had friends who were lawyers and politicians and stuff like
that. Hey, typical South Side Chicago shit.
Kind of went away.
Dad got your money back. Went right back in the old sock drawer.
Dad made a couple of phone calls the next day, but I was sworn to secrecy. Oh, I couldn't tell my mom about that ever. So that was kind of crazy.
That is a crazy story.
Speaking of parking spots, though, I do have a parking spot story. This is disgusting. This is fucking 1%, and this is what's wrong with the world. Two adjacent spots in Boston,
mm-hmm.
downtown Boston, two parking spots went for sale. They went on an auction.
Oh, God.
Downtown, they're in the city's Back Bay neighborhood, it's called, and there's a woman who bought them.
Okay.
She won them in an auction. She lives in a multimillion dollar home near the spaces.
Yeah.
She didn't expect the bidding to go quite so high, but she's happy that she got it.
Can I guess?
She says it'll come in handy for guests and workers.
I love this. I want to guess how much.
So two spots, two parking
spots. So two spots. The cost covered two spots.
Right.
Are they tandem spots?
They're next to each other.
Do they have those little cement things that go down?
They do not.
When you're, okay, interesting.
This looks like two spots.
Is it covered?
It is not.
It's not covered?
It's not covered.
Oh, my fucking God. Is it protected?
Is there
a gate?
It's an alley. No.
Are you shitting me?
It's two parking spots behind a building.
Okay, I got to guess. Quarter of $1 million for both spots.
For both spots?
Sure.
Say each.
Okay.
$560,000 for the pair.
All right, crab divers, it's time to go to Home Depot, grab something sharp, and take to the streets. We got it. This is bullshit.
$560,000 woman just paid for two fucking spaces.
Dude, just...
The record for a single spot in Boston is $300,000.
Oh, that's a bargain.
The median price of a single-family home in all of Massachusetts is $313,000. So that's the median price of a house.
I don't know.
But in Boston, you could buy a parking spot.
That is ridiculous.
$300,000.
That is disgusting.
So I went and I wanted to see if I could find out what the most expensive spot in the world was.
Oh.
And I think, if I got this right...
London?
No.
Tokyo?
No. Close, though. Hong Kong.
Oh.
It's over in that part of the world. In Hong Kong, nestled within Hong Kong's dense skyscraper jungles.
It's
from
a
CNN.
Ping pong ball.
the CEO of some company said, this is the best car park space I've ever had. It's an 8x15-foot size space.
Oh, beautiful. Does it have little white lines along the side? What color are the lines?
He paid $640,000.
For
one.
What an asshole. Space. Now, is it a dirt spot? Or is it gravel?
No, this one is in a building. It's a reserved spot underneath the building.
Tiled? Is it a tiled
spot?
It is tiled. Because, you know, Jerry Seinfeld has a gigantic parking garage in Manhattan.
Well, he collects cars,
He keeps all his stupid fucking cars, and it's tiled. The parking garage is tiled. Oh, wow. To preserve his fucking tires.
Oh, this looks tiled. This looks tiled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. A picture of him with his Mercedes parked in
here. $640,000, huh?
$640,000.
Could you imagine how I'd lose my shit if somebody parked in it? I'd have him towed. Absolutely. I'd have him killed.
I paid $600,000 for that fucking spot.
You can probably have him killed in Hong Kong.
Probably, yeah.
Jeez.
It's probably cheaper.
Man, that... I don't have anything to say. I mean, it's just a disgusting story. Hey, and to the woman that paid $250,000 for those spots, you're a shithead. And what would Lindsay call her?
A cunt.
Absolutely.
Lindsay from Dylan's, which is no longer there.
Yeah.
Our one of our spots that we used to go and drink and watch the crazy people, no longer there.
How sad. There's a bar in LA that closed.
The death of Dylan's.
Death of Dylan's. Let's go to another fucking place.
Yeah, we still have the Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
Lotus Lounge.
You can really do some liver hardening there, my friend.
Do you think the woman in Boston is... Do you think she's an attractive woman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we have her on...
BestHotGirlsPicks.com, leaving out the pink and brown.
HotGirlsPicks.com, leaving out the pink and brown. Check out our sponsor, BestHotGirlsPicks.com. Pictures of college girls, of MILFs.
Of co-eds, of porn stars, of actresses.
Yeah, all kinds
models,
of stuff.
Models,
upskirts, camel toe, giant tits.
Dromedary digit.
Everything you'd want, except for the pink and brown.
Yeah, it's except.
It is not safe for work,
mm-mm.
But it is not.
Yeah, but it is safe for Jackie.
It is always safe for Jackie.
Yeah.
Ryan has sent over some copy that he wrote for one of the pictures of these babes, and I'm going to read it to you now. This is College Girl Sexy, and so say we all.
And so say we all.
This is a brunette.
Yep.
She's hot. She's really hot.
Good looking.
She's wearing a ridiculous kind of... a sweater that
stupid.
Only covers her big giant titties. Like it's only it looks like she's wearing like a football, like just shoulder pads, and then something that covers her buttons in front.
It only took one lamb's tits. Ear to produce the wool that made that sweater.
And then she's got panties, white lace panties that she's sliding down.
Yep,
her hips. She looks or sliding up.
Yeah,
it looks like she's sliding down though.
Yeah.
So read along. I guess you could go to besthotgirlspicks.com and look at College Girl Sexy.
That's right.
And you'll find it. Read along.
Okay.
College Girl Sexy, and so say we all. If this stupendous snapper snap was clam captured 2.5 seconds in the flesh future, my cake decorator would have exploded in dramatic fashion.
Bam!
Just as Mozart was once told that he had too many notes in an opera he composed, this sexy tan co-ed has too many gobs of makeup bandied about her facial area.
Yeah, look at her face, man. Who taught her to put on makeup like that? It's ridiculous.
But how about those gorgeous tomato cans barely constrained by that ridic sweater? The Royal Thong Sniffer is about to have a ton to report on this sexy pic. We give this great photograph 13 out of 13 wasted upon Waffle House naps.
Yeah, that's right, the Waffle House.
So go to BestHotGirlsPicks.com, check her out, check out all the other chicks there, click on our sponsors, buy shit, buy fleshlights.
Yeah, great read, great
thank
read.
You, thank you.
Average writing.
I was a little, fun writing.
Yeah, I've done
average
better.
Average writing.
I'm critical.
You are. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
There's a new app that's out.
Droid.
For your smartphone.
Okay.
It's an app that teaches women how to masturbate.
Oh, excellent.
It's got this ridiculous cartoon picture of. It's a vagina, but it's turned into a cartoon person, and it highlights like the head is the clitoris. There's arrows like you're supposed to circle. It says make circular motions here. Then it says tap here. This is the clitoris. It says
you know
can
what?
Make me moist.
It's like learning how to do CPR on the plastic doll. Sort of, right? I mean, that's the concept.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a Cupid doll.
Is this
it's
a
really
Japanese company?
Creepy.
Yes, it is. It has to be. I just saw that. That's so fucking Japanese.
It doesn't say.
It seems like something they'd cook up over there.
It's called Happy Playtime.
I guarantee you that's Japanese.
HappyPlaytime.com.
Uh-huh.
We teach you how to play.
Creepy. Creepy as fuck, man.
Love your vulva, because all she wants is to love you.
Love your vulva.
They're signing up for the beta testing. Of, oh, are look they? At this thing. There's a dancing vagina cartoon. So yeah, go check out happyplaytime.com. We'll have a screen capture or two on crabdiving.com.
The clam capture.
There's one more product that I saw.
Oh.
If you go to edibleanus.
Oh yeah. .com, sure.
They're chocolates that are molded reportedly in the shape of real anuses.
Oh wait, okay.
Like, here's, they're pure Belgian chocolates. You can also get like a silver edition of a like a paperweight or something like that. It's called the anus that made Britain great.
God damn it.
Edibleanus.com, pure Belgian chocolates.
We're just running out of things to make chocolate in the shape
they
of.
They come in
I
dark
guess.
Chocolate, milk chocolate, sure. And white chocolate.
God damn. Really?
They are.
Edibleanus.com.
They're made with all natural ingredients, completely free of artificial preservatives.
Oh,
ensuring
good.
The freshest and cleanest anuses you can find.
This anus candy is made from only locally grown organic products.
And it's not even a Japanese product. It's British.
Shit.
So it's the anus that made Britain great. So if you wanna order some chocolate assholes for your loved one, go to edibleanus.com.
Starfish candy.
Yeah, starfish. God. Chocolate starfishes.
A pooper popsicle.
And there's a bank worker.
Spank bank.
In Germany.
Yeah.
Who was in the middle of processing a transfer for 62.4 euros. Like 90 bucks, something like that.
Oh, man.
He fell asleep while he was working.
With his finger on the zero key?
On the two. Which led him to transfer 222,222,222 euros and 22 euro cents. Which is just shy of $300 million.
If you type that into a calculator, turn it upside down, spells boobs.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
8008. Oh, 5. The goof. I think it took a while to find it. Like, I don't think he woke up and went, "Oh fuck, I just transferred $300 million." It took a while. They say the error, which was eventually spotted, led to his supervisor. Who didn't Super. Pick up on the error and okayed the transaction.
I love this story.
The supervisor got sacked.
Was he sacked?
But she took her case to labor court. And labor. The judges yesterday, which was on the 16th, so a couple days ago, yesterday ruled in her favor, saying that there was no malice on her part and that a reprimand,
a reprimand
would have been the appropriate punishment.
Oh, Jesus. Man,
$300 million.
I gotta tell you, if that would happen to me, I would immediately go to the ATM, pull that shit out, and go live on the Isle of Hot Chicks somewhere. Young brown women in Colombia. You'd never hear from me again.
The mistake would be into my account.
You want to shut me up, you pay me. I swear to God, I can be paid to go away. I would love to do a stand-up set someday and somebody come up to me, some rich guy. Uh-huh. He's like, "God, your shit offended me so much. I hate it. Give me a number. Give me a number,
nice.
And I'll pay you to never do stand-up again.
To never do it again. I'll pay you. Yeah. Come here, I'll pay you.
I could come up with a number. That'd be easy. Yeah.
My last story here, we've got, there's a milestone, and it's kind of interesting. It's a little bit of history. A service that will no longer be available in the world.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not that bad.
No, it's not.
In next month in July, the world's last telegram will be sent.
Oh my God.
Now, the other news is
we have telegrams.
There still have been telegrams. They're in India. I guess we don't have telegrams here anymore. They're still sending 5,000 telegrams a day in India.
To who?
I don't know. Other Indians, I would assume.
Gandhigram.
That's going to come. Yeah, hello. But that's all coming to an end on July 13th.
Landshark.
Really? What are they sending telegrams
to each other for in India?
Who doesn't have, like, email or something?
That's where all the tech support is. Honestly. What the fuck?
I would like you to buy my daughter.
That is insane.
Wow. So the company that has been doing this, has been sending all these telegrams to these people, says they're losing $23 million a year to keep it running, so they're going to be getting rid of it.
Jeez.
This one guy says, I'm a regular user of the Telegram. I am a regular user of the Telegram, and it is an important tool for activists, he says. For example, a telegram to a court informing them of illegal detention of a citizen by the police is taking as a writ petition. I guess they have like legal things.
How fucking insane, dude. If I was some political prisoner or in jail somewhere in like Kashmir, and somebody's like, we'll release you from this hellhole as soon as we receive the Western Union telegram. I'm sorry.
You're fucked.
Fucking what? A telegram?
Yeah. Enjoy jail.
I'm picturing some guy running
through
the
jungle.
Here's
a chocolate anus for you on your pillow.
Oh, God, a chocolate anus. We have put a chocolate anus on your pillow.
Okay, well, that's about all we got time for this crab diving podcast.
Gotta go check. We're going to send you a telegram.
We will. And a box of chocolate.
A Krabby-gram.
Chocolate assholes.
Listen to our show this Friday, right?
Yeah, every Friday on
BachNation. 2 hours.
.com. You can get the information on crabdiving.com. Listen to or check out our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Check out us, our Pinterest.
Follow Pat on Twitter at Vile Experience.
And follow Ryan on Twitter at RatedRComedy.
RatedRComedy.
At RatedRComedy.com. Or you also have RatedRComedy.com. It's your website.
No, that's right. Don't go there, though.
Don't go there.
It looks like shit. I got to fix it. It doesn't look good right
under
now.
Under construction.
It's under construction.
So thanks for listening. We'll be back here again soon. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.